Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and today is Friday, April 30th. We are 39 days away from the June primary election. It's just around the corner. And today we want to talk about our community engagement, which we're launching a couple of things today. Our community engagement website, and of course our street teams that have been out there already, but it's all coming together today, and Catherine Reedy is our community engagement manager. Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
And so we want to talk about a few things, and that is, first of all, the community engagement website is up and running. Press release is going out momentarily, and people can find that at ocvote.com/engagement, or they can look right on our homepage in just a few minutes, and they're going to see these links to the engagement website. I think we've put a lot in this community engagement website, don't you think? And it's kind of come together?
Absolutely. It's fantastic. There's so many new features now that people can go to, and it's really just changing the way that we recruit and the way that we reach out to the voters in Orange County. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and the thing is, when you go to that first page, you're going to see a guitarist on that front page, and that's not to say we're in the business of music, but it's to let people know that we are out and about in the community at everything from Live Nation concerts at Verizon Wireless all the way to the U.S. Open in Huntington Beach, to your local street fair in your community. And here's our goal. Our goal is to recruit poll workers and to be out there to answer questions about the voting process and also to register you to vote if you are so inclined and you'd like to register. A couple of neat things today that we are putting together, and that is you're going to see street teams out there in new uniforms.
That is correct. They have some snazzy new outfits that they're going to be wearing, so you will be able to see them very clearly when they're out in the community, and hopefully you'll see them all over the place, too.
Exactly, and you're going to see it's a red shirt, ties in with our trailer, our mobile trailer that's out there, and our canopies. You can't miss us. Front of the shirt says voters, and the back of it says elections. So look for those folks out there in your community. And we've got some free stuff that'll be coming up here that they can take advantage of, and free photos.
We do. At our events, we are now going to have an opportunity for people to have their photograph taken. After their photo's taken, they'll be handed a business card, and that card will have a barcode on it, where if they go to our website and they enter in that barcode number, they can actually pull up that photo from the event, and it's a great way for them to take a souvenir home with them from their event, and it'll have a neat frame on it that says Register Our Voters, and they also have an opportunity to sign up to become a poll worker if they're interested.
I'm really excited because we're doing things that are just not being done in other election offices, and we're proud of that, and the community, they're going to see us out there all over the place. And so if you are, let's say, at a Live Nation concert coming up here over the summer at Verizon, there's probably 15,000 of you at any one time that come through that place. Look for us. You can't miss us. Right when you're walking up to the seats, we'll be out there. And again, the Orange Street Fair in Orange, we're going to be at U.S. Open. We're going to be at, in fact, the boat show down in Dana Point. We're going to be there 1st of June. That's coming up shortly. Let's talk about a few other events that we're going to be at.
Absolutely. We actually have one coming up tomorrow. We are going to be in Orange at the Friendly Center doing a health and resource fair. We're also going to be at a couple colleges next week. We will be at Orange Coast College on this coming Tuesday, and then we'll be at Concordia University on Wednesday.
Anything after that?
Absolutely. we've got a Cinco de Mayo event coming up on May 8th, and that is going to be in San Clemente. So we'll be out there.
Yep.
So lots of good stuff coming.
Good. So continue to stay tuned to these podcasts. We've got lots more information coming for you as the 30-day countdown approaches to the election. It's going to get busier, hard to believe, but we'll look for you out in the community. Thanks again.